A Promise Broken. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think it's fair to say that this president, more than any other, has done what he was elected to do. He has taunted opponents, trolled his enemies, and tweeted links to deceptive videos just as he did during the campaign. I realize it's the kind of thing that if you caught your 14-year-old kid doing it, you'd confiscate his phone, but it is what people voted for. Except for one thing. There is one promise he has clearly not kept.
Obama ought to get off the golf course.
Because he doesn't have enough time because he's playing so much golf. He doesn't have enough time to convince Congress.
And I love golf. But if I were in the White House, I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off.
That's a CNN sampling of all the times he promised that, unlike his predecessor, he would not idle away his time on the golf course. Now, measuring promises can be difficult, but it turns out it's relatively easy to measure a promise to play less golf. And according to TrumpGolfCount.com, Barack Obama, in his first year, 24 golf outings. Donald Trump, 36 confirmed trips to a golf course to play golf, the most recent game being last Saturday at West Palm Beach. And if you go by total visits to golf clubs, whether he played or not, Trump's count goes to 78. In a way, it is amazing that he could do all that and still have the time to search for obscure Islamophobic videos. But it also might explain why all that legislation he promised from day one is now being shoveled into a last-minute tax reform bill, which you wouldn't expect from a guy who promised to stay off the golf course and work his ass off. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.